bell. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go.
Firefighters. Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll report to the scene of action in the Collins home, where you remember Tim Collins, rookie fireman, is about to follow Chief Cody into the blazing kitchen. Trudy and Jimmy, Tim's younger sister and brother, are groping through the smoke toward the doorway in safety. It's a thrilling moment. But first, here's a message we hope you'll find exciting, too. Let's go, firefighters! Let's go to the home of Tim Collins, where fire has just broken out. In the living room, just a moment ago, Tim and his mother were talking to Chief Cody of the fire department. Mrs. Collins, over her son's objections, was just asking the chief why Tim, who has completed his probationary training as a fireman, has not yet received his notice of appointment to the department. And just as Chief Cody was about to give his answer, they heard a scream from the kitchen.
Help! Help!
What's that?
Oh, the kid. Something's wrong in the kitchen.
Help! Help! Fire! The stove's on fire!
From the stove. Oh. Glory be, it blazed up. The whole kitchen's aflame.
Oh, can't tell yet till we got that smoke cleared away. Get back, Mom. Give us room.
Can't I help?
No, stay here. You follow me, Collins.
Yes, sir. I'm right behind you, Chief.
Help. Judy, stand still. Ouch. Oh, my hand.
Stop hitting me. You stop.
Judy, that apron. Your apron's on fire. Oh, my hand.
All right, Judy. I'll just choke the flames with my coat.
What are you doing? Oh, no, not over my head.
I'll let you out after I put you out. All right, Collins. I have the girl.
Help,
give me a lead toward the doorway.
Yes, sir. Smoke. Here's my hand,
help,
sir. The door's this way.
I've got the door, Collins. Get the boy out of that smoke.
Yes, sir.
Get him out.
Jimmy, where are you?
Here, Tim. Here, it's the smoke.
All right. All right, I've got your boy. It's all right. Now, just come along.
No, Tim, wait.
Wait a minute. What's this? What are you carrying?
Water to throw on the stove.
You crazy kid. Water on that stove, it'll spread some burning grease and fat. Come on, put it out. Spread it all over the kitchen.
Gosh, I got it.
Oh, keep your head down low, Jimmy. Bend down where the air is cleaner. Keep your mouth closed. Try not to breathe in the smoke. There. All right, Jimmy. You're all right now.
Gosh, my eyes are burning. It's like I'm crying, but honest, I'm not.
Mrs. Collins, leave Trudy wrapped up in my coat. Get a coat or blanket to wrap around Jimmy.
Oh, I know what to do.
That's right, Mom. Wrap him up well. Make him lie down. Then you can look him over for burns.
They're in safe hands, Private.
Yes, sir.
Come on, now we have a fight on our hands.
Yes, sir.
We'll have to ventilate. Clear the smoke out and get a look at the fire.
Right.
Is there salt in the kitchen?
Not enough to put out that fire. Oh, but back in the back entry, there's a half barrel of sand.
Good. Then here's our plan. When we go in, I'll ventilate by throwing open the window.
Yes, sir.
And you make straight for the sand in the back entry. Well, it's all over, ma'am, and there's no damage except for scorching the wall behind the stove.
Oh.
If I'm not mistaken, that's a sheet of insulation, that wall board.
Yes, sir, it is. Dad put it in himself.
Yes, huh? Ben said he was worn out fighting fires in other people's kitchens. He was blessed if he'd ever have one of his own.
Oh.
What he'd say to me today, I hate to think.
Well, there's no loss, except your pan full of pork chops has turned to charcoal.
Glory be, I must get busy and clean up the mess, and serve me right, letting my stove get so greasy.
It doesn't take much grease to make a stove dangerous, ma'am.
I've learned my lesson. If you'll excuse me.
No hurry, Mom.
But that sand, you must have dumped a ton on my stove to put out a blaze like that.
The salvage squad took care of that. You should have seen Chief Cody shoveling the sand on the blaze with both hands. And as soon as the fire was out,
the old man just went into reverse and shoveled the sand back into the barrel.
So your stove is back in service, Mom, polished up prettier than new.
Well, I never. Nothing like having your own private fire department, so I hope I never need it again.
Mom, make Chief Cody come in here.
Oh, dear, Chief, you'll have to pacify that young one.
Huh?
I have the pair of them wrapped and resting in the living room. Though Trudy's that fretful, it was all I could do to make her lie down.
Fretful from the smoke?
Yeah, oh, inhaling smoke can poison a person, Mom.
No, it isn't the smoke. It's something Chief Cody did to her. She's been hopping mad at him ever since. Come on in and see for yourself.
Well, Jimmy, Trudy, your mother says you came out of it with no ill effects. Well, another half hour just taking it easy and you'll be hungry as hyenas.
Huh, now, Trudy.
Jimmy, you did all right, son. I want you to know when you tried to beat out those flames in your sister's apron, that took courage.
Oh, I've bandaged his hands, poor lamb. He'll have some blisters before long.
Oh, we're proud of you, kid. Only I'll have to teach you some of the tricks of the trade. But we're proud of you, aren't we, Trudy?
Huh, and double, huh?
Oh, here, look here, young lady. Don't you say, huh, about your brother.
Well, I'm not. I'm saying, huh, about you. Huh, and huh.
At me? What did I do?
You and your big old coat.
My coat? You're still wrapped up in it, I see, under that blanket your mother put around you.
Trudy, what's the matter with you? If Chief Cody hadn't pulled off his coat and smothered the flames in that apron, you
smothered the flames? It was me that almost got smothered.
Oh, so that's it.
Yes, and I'm still good and mad. I told you I was smothering, but you wouldn't stop. You just went right ahead.
Oh, so that's it. Well, Private Collins, you'll have to get me out of this. Tell your sister why I wrapped my coat around her head.
As if it was my head that was on fire instead of my apron.
Hey, wait, Trudy. Tim, is that one of the tricks of the trade? One of the things they teach you firemen?
That's what it is, Jimmy. You see, it's this way. If smoke gets in your lungs, that's bad enough.
Gosh, I can still taste it.
Yes, but flame. If your clothes are afire and you breathe in that live flame...
Oh, don't. That's awful.
Well, I should think it would be. Go on, Tim.
Well, Chief Cody flung his coat around Trudy when her apron was ablaze from the head downward. Don't you see why?
Oh, I get it. To force the flame down, away from her face.
That's right, son. And if I'd had a rug handy instead of my coat, I'd have rolled your sister right up in it. And then she would have felt smothered, well, for a couple of minutes at least.
Gee, don't girls know anything?
Maybe I'm dumb, Jimmy Collins, but I can do one thing no boy ever did.
What's that, Trudy?
I can say I'm wrong when I'm wrong. And Chief Cody, I was wrong, and I'm sorry.
So we're friends again, Trudy?
Yes, I'm sorry I scolded you, Chief Cody.
Glory be, the chief owes us a scolding if what I suspect is true. Jimmy and Trudy, that wasn't very smart of you setting fire to my kitchen.
After every fire, the department wants to know what started it. Now, what happened out there in the kitchen?
Well, Mom said I ought to help Trudy tend the dinner thing.
And I was tending the pork chops on the stove, so...
So I took the mixing bowl with the cake frosting in it and... Well, I...
And instead of helping me, he started helping himself.
Glory be, so you got to wrestling and knocked over the pan of chops and...
A fine thing for a fireman's family.
Yes, any place where there's a fire, kids, no matter how small or how protected, that's no place to play.
Yes, sir.
We'll be careful next time, Chief Cody.
Gee, poor Tim. It was his special dinner. Now it's nothing but charcoal.
Well, it wasn't so very special on account of how it was supposed to be a celebration, but...
But... But what, Trudy?
Well, it doesn't matter. Let's forget all about that.
No,
and,
no, Tim, now I've just remembered. Bob Cody, we couldn't be more grateful to you, but do you remember what I said to you just before the fire began?
Huh? Before the fire? Oh, yes, Mrs. Collins, you had a question to ask me.
I did, and I have.
Oh, Mom, gee whiz. After all the chief has just done for
that
us...
That will do, Private Collins.
Yes, sir.
But that's just it. That's what I want to know. Tim isn't Private Collins. He's just my Tim. He isn't appointed to the fire department at all. We've waited all day and the notice never came. And Bob Cody, I want to know why.
Mrs. Collins, this is a mighty serious matter. Yes, ma'am, a mighty serious matter.
Oh, good grief, I knew something was wrong.
Trudy Collins, I'll thank you to get up and unwrap my coat from around you.
Oh, me?
Yes, I'll thank you for my coat. Because the documents in the case of your brother, Private Tim Collins, are in the inside breast pocket.
Well, what do you make of that? What are the documents in the case of Private Tim Collins? And why is Chief Cody, who was the best friend of Tim's father in the old days, turned so serious? You can be sure the Collinses are asking themselves just these questions as Chief Cody takes his coat from Trudy and reaches into the pocket for those mysterious documents he mentioned. And for his answer to Mrs. Collins's question, for the news as to whether or not Tim Collins is now, in fact, an accredited rookie in the fire department, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But before you meet Chief Cody, here's something you want to know. And now Chief Bob Cody with a special assignment for all junior firefighters. Chief Cody.
This is your friend, Chief Cody. And here's your special assignment, boys and girls. You are to inspect your kitchen to find possible fire hazards that should be cleared up to prevent the risk of fire. Now, one big risk in every kitchen is the fat and grease that is apt to collect on the stove. Now, this grease is dangerous. At any time, a hot fire, a spark, or flame may touch off this accumulated fat and grease. Now, since fire prevention in time is worth any number of hose trucks and engine companies after the fire starts, here is your assignment. Check up on conditions in your kitchen, and after you check up, clean up. That is all, firefighters, and so long for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back again at the same time on the same station when you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is written by Frank Jones and is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.